Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we need to help Antonia out. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People don't want to participate in her theme wedding. Says in a few months, they already started sending out invitations to their wedding. In a few months, her and her fiance decided to do a theme wedding because they're animated. Some people are reaching out going, do we have to? We don't want to. And Antonia's bothered going, why wouldn't you want, or why wouldn't you just do, like, what? Had we said black tie event, this would be no consequence, right? Huh? Or am I just crazy? Am I just going a little too bridezilla right now? Wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People do not want to participate in her wedding theme. Let's get right to the phones. We got a regular called 5 days in a row, and opinionated is the word to say the least. Paulina in Milwaukee. Good morning, Paulina.
Good morning. Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. How we doing? We're trying to figure it out for Antonia. Answer if she's the jerk for being mad people don't want to dress up for her wedding.
Yes, yes. I think that she is a jerk.
Ooh,
and
speak.
I say this as a frequent cosplayer. If you don't know what a cosplayer is, people who dress up in costumes. I mean, I go to events and dress up all the time in costumes.
You do Comic-Con,
and somebody
all
who
that.
Loves doing that. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
So for cosplay, anybody that doesn't, cosplay is a shorthand for costume play. You
yes.
dress up whatever anime characters you might like or any character you might like.
Anything,
go to convention,
yeah.
LARPing, live action, role playing. Come on now, listen. If you're in the community, you know. If you don't, it's okay. You're not as cool. But, hey, we're here. So you're saying even though you are a fan of all of this, like, theme, whatever the theme might be, you can't be mad if somebody doesn't want to?
Right. And I say that because I know, I mean, even a lot of my friends and family aren't comfortable doing cosplay because some people just really do feel weird doing stuff like that, you know. And I feel comfortable doing it, but not everybody does. People sometimes don't like wearing costumes and things like that unless it's Halloween.
Right.
And, I mean, doing it at a wedding is a little weird. And then, like you said, you got to go out now, buy a whole new
fit.
Get up.
Well, I mean, people.
And half the time, you know, if they're talking about something licensed, you know, like, I don't know, if it's Star Wars, Disney, whatever.
Whatever,
that
whatever.
Stuff's expensive.
Okay. Yeah.
So most people have a nice dress in their closet already to go to a wedding. But
having
to buy a costume, yeah, it's a little much.
Well, Paulina, let's say this. Let's say the theme is everybody. Well, for example, today of all days, on Wednesdays we wear pink, right? Say for whatever reason it's a pink out wedding and they want everybody to wear pink, and somebody goes, I just, you know, pink isn't my color, can I wear purple, can I wear blue, like, what would you still say? Yeah, let them wear the purple or blue, or what?
I mean, I personally would. At my wedding, I didn't have I had a color scheme, but I didn't make anybody wear that color.
Sure.
It's just what I wanted for myself, and then for my wedding party, everybody else could come in whatever they want, you know. I don't want to be that person to have to make people go out and buy new wardrobe. Some people don't even have the funds for stuff like that. So I wouldn't expect that of people.
Okay. Say less. You kick it off. Says, yeah, you the jerk. You can't be mad at that. All right. Appreciate the call. We're going to keep moving, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Have a great day. Bye. Woo! Paulina said, yeah, the jerk. Said what she said. Now let's see what she says. Next one, she says she's trying to get that theme song. And when she got it, we already got the name. It's Christina with the blue hair. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, DZ, how are you?
We're doing good. I mean, honestly, I'm doing better than Antonia. I don't got to worry about telling people to come in theme to my wedding and then them tell me that they don't want it. So what do you say? Is she the jerk for being mad about it?
No.
No, ooh, no. Speak
absolutely
on,
not.
Speak
I mean, Paulina
it.
Had a lot of good points,
right,
but
right.
You only get married once, and quite frankly, if you're a weirdo, your family already knew that.
If you're a weirdo, respectfully.
So, yeah, like me and my husband had a Disney wedding, Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin, okay?
Nice.
Nobody was shocked.
Right. They knew.
Right. Your family knows if you like to dress up, you know, like cosplay or whatever. Now, I didn't hear them say cosplay. I heard theme.
It's just that we don't know the theme.
Yeah, theme could be like Great Gatsby. Theme could be the 80s. That's what themes I think of.
Yeah.
I own a modeling agency. And with our agency, when we say theme, it's usually like a decade or an era, not cosplay.
Not, okay, but, everybody come with your angel wings. It's it's heaven and hell, not whatever. Right.
Yeah, whatever the bride wants, you just shut up and give it to her. This day is not about you. It's about her. Now, I do live in Milwaukee where people want to identify as dogs and fish. Now, if you want me to identify as a dog for the day, we're going to have a problem.
So there's limits.
If you want me to come dressed in certain era, I'm with it. I'm going to do whatever you need. And usually a wedding, you buy a new outfit. I mean, that's a part of the fun of going to a wedding is you get to buy a new outfit.
Yeah, if you can, not saying everybody has the ability, like Paulina was saying, you know, sometimes them pockets be a little light, you know, and it's either I get you a gift or I get me a tie. Ooh.
Easy, you know we got the Goodwill here.
Hey, that part, and you got to be comfortable with yourself.
We can fix it up ourselves, but I say give the bride what she wants. She's stressed out enough. Yes, weddings make you crazy. I went insane.
Yep.
I went insane. I know I did. People just stopped talking to me until the day of. But
they showed up in theme, though. But they showed up in theme, didn't they? Oh,
they forgot because they knew better.
Christina with the blue hair splits us, says, nah, not the jerk. We're 50-50. Appreciate the call. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day two. Is it? Yeah, tomorrow.
Bye.
All right. Somebody that is on day two, though, Miko said, I'm getting my theme song, man. I believe you, Papito. Good morning. What's the word?
Good morning, Papa. How you doing?
Man, so we're here.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I'm listening.
They are not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
It is their day.
Yeah.
You know, exactly how Christina said. You said it more politically, but I'm going to say it the same way she said. If they're a little weird, they're a little weird. The family already knows that.
Yeah, you got to embrace
this
that.
Might. Exactly. This also might be a way for them to weed out some people, you know,
that's a good point.
Knew weren't going to participate.
That's a good point, because then if they really don't want to come dressed in whatever theme you got, you can and have every right to go, that's fine, you don't have to attend.
Exactly. So, you know, I just got married in Puerto Rico in August. We didn't have a theme. You know, we were like, you want to come all dressed to the nines? Sure. I just didn't want any, like, you know, Wisconsin, you know, wedding. I didn't want any, like, flannel and jean shorts on the beach.
Sure.
But other than that, it's like, come as you are.
And just come ready for the whippa, baby.
I would definitely say not a jerk. And you know what? It's her day. One day, give it to her. If I got to dress up like somebody in the 50s, somebody in the 80s, so be it. Yeah, if she wants me coming in like Batman and Robin, we're going to have a little bit of an issue, but whatever.
Ooh, not the jerk. We got a different Antonia that even texted the line and said, I'm Antonia, not the Antonia, but I'm living in Las Vegas, listening on the Odyssey app for the last 2 years, and I just got to say, people need to suck it up and be supportive, not the jerk.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That sums it up right there. Not the jerk. Have fun. Miko, appreciate you. We will talk tomorrow for day three, okay, Papa?
All right, Papa. Have a good one.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we need to help Antonia out. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People don't want to participate in her theme wedding. Says in a few months, they already started sending out invitations to their wedding. In a few months, her and her fiance decided to do a theme wedding because they're animated. Some people are reaching out going, do we have to? We don't want to. And Antonia's bothered going, why wouldn't you want or why wouldn't you just do? Like, what? Had we said black tie event, this would be no consequence, right? Huh? Or am I just crazy? Am I just going a little too bridezilla right now? Wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People do not want to participate in her wedding theme. Let's get right to the phones. We got a regular called 5 days in a row, and opinionated is the word to say the least. Paulina in Milwaukee. Good morning, Paulina.
Good morning. Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. How we doing? We're trying to figure it out for Antonia. Answer if she's the jerk for being mad people don't want to dress up for her wedding.
Yes, yes. I think that she is a jerk.
Ooh,
and
speak.
I say this as a frequent cosplayer. If you don't know what a cosplayer is, people who dress up in costumes. I mean, I go to events and dress up all the time in costumes.
You do Comic-Con,
and somebody
all
who
that.
Loves doing that. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
So for cosplay, anybody that doesn't, cosplay is a shorthand for costume play. You dress up whatever anime characters you might like or any character you might like.
Anything,
go to convention. LARPing, live action, role-playing. Come on now. Listen, if you're in the community, you know. If you don't, it's okay. You're not as cool. But hey, we're here. So you're saying even though you are a fan of all of this, like, theme, whatever the theme might be, you can't be mad if somebody doesn't want to?
Right. And I say that because I know, I mean, even a lot of my friends and family aren't comfortable doing cosplay because some people just really do feel weird doing stuff like that, you know, and I feel comfortable doing it, but not everybody does. People sometimes don't like wearing costumes and things like that unless it's Halloween.
Right.
And I mean, doing it at a wedding is a little weird. And then, like you said, you got to go out now by a whole new
fit.
Get up.
I mean, people.
And half the time, you know, if they're talking about something licensed, you know, like, I don't know if it's Star Wars, Disney, whatever.
Whatever.
That stuff's expensive.
Okay.
Most people have a nice dress in their closet already to go to a wedding, but
having
to buy a costume, yeah, it's a little much.
Well, Paulina, let's say this. Let's say the theme is everybody. Well, for example, today of all days, on Wednesdays we wear pink, right? Say for whatever reason it's a pink out wedding and they want everybody to wear pink, and somebody goes, I just, you know, pink isn't my color, can I wear purple, can I wear blue, like, what would you still say? Yeah, let them wear the purple or blue or what?
I mean, I personally would. At my wedding, I didn't have I had a color scheme, but I didn't make anybody wear that color.
Sure.
It's just what I wanted for myself and then for my wedding party. Everybody else could come in whatever they want, you know. I don't want to be that person to have to make people go out and buy new wardrobe. Some people don't even have the funds for stuff like that. So I wouldn't expect that of people.
Okay. Say Les, you kick it off. Says, yeah, you the jerk. You can't be mad at that. All right. Appreciate the call. We're going to keep moving, okay?
Okay, thanks. Right,
have a great day. Bye. Woo! Paulina said, yeah, the jerk. Said what she said. Now let's see what she says. Next one, she says she's trying to get that theme song. And when she got it, we already got the name. It's Christina with the blue hair. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, DZ, how are you?
We're doing good. I mean, honestly, I'm doing better than Antonia. I don't got to worry about telling people to come in theme to my wedding and then them tell me that they don't want it. So what do you say? Is she the jerk for being mad about it?
No.
No, ooh, no.
Paulina had a lot of good points,
but
you only get married once, and quite frankly, if you're a weirdo, your family already knew that.
If you're a weirdo, respectfully.
So, yeah, like me and my husband had a Disney wedding, Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin, okay?
Nice.
Nobody was shocked.
Right. They knew.
Right. Your family knows if you like to dress up, you know, like cosplay or whatever. Now, I didn't hear them say cosplay. I heard theme.
It's just that we don't know the theme.
Yeah, theme could be like Great Gatsby. Theme could be the 80s. That's what themes I think of.
Yeah.
I own a modeling agency. And with our agency, when we say theme, it's usually like a decade or an era, not cosplay.
Everybody come with your angel wings. It's it's heaven and hell, not whatever.
Right. Yeah, whatever the bride wants, you just shut up and give it to her. This day is not about you. It's about her. Now, I do live in Milwaukee where people want to identify as dogs and fish. Now, if you want me to identify as a dog for the day, we're going to have a problem.
So there's limits.
If you want me to come dressed in certain era, I'm with it. I'm going to do whatever you need. And usually a wedding, you buy a new outfit. I mean, that's a part of the fun of going to a wedding is you get to buy a new outfit.
Yeah, if you can, not saying everybody has the ability, like Paulina was saying, you know, sometimes them pockets be a little light, you know, and it's either I get you a gift or I get me a tie. Ooh.
Easy, you know, we got the Goodwill here.
Hey, that part, and you got to be comfortable
and
with yourself.
We can fix it up ourselves, but I say give the bride what she wants. She's stressed out enough. Yes, weddings make you crazy. I went insane.
Yep.
I went insane. I know I did. People just stopped talking to me until the day of. But
they showed up in theme, though. But they showed up in theme, didn't they? Oh,
they did because they knew better.
Christina with the blue hair splits us, says, nah, not the jerk. We're 50-50. Appreciate the call. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day two. Is it?
Yeah, day
tomorrow.
Bye.
All right. Somebody that is on day two, though, Miko said, I'm getting my theme song, man. I believe you, papito. Good morning. What's the word?
Good morning, Papa. How you doing?
Man, so, we're here.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I'm listening.
They are not the jerk.
It is
their day.
Yeah.
You know, exactly how Christina said. You said it more politically, but I'm going to say it the same way she said. If they're a little weird, they're a little weird. The family already knows that.
Yeah, you got to embrace that.
Might Exactly. This also might be a way for them to weed out some people, you know,
that's a good point.
Knew weren't going to participate.
That's a good point, because then you, if they really don't want to come dressed in whatever theme you got, you can and have every right to go, that's fine, you don't have to attend.
Exactly. So, you know, I just got married in Puerto Rico in August. We didn't have a theme. You know, we were like, you want to come all dressed to the nines? Sure. I just didn't want any, like, you know, Wisconsin, you know, wedding. I didn't want any, like, flannel and jean shorts on the beach.
Sure.
But other than that, it's like, come as you are.
And just come ready for the whip, baby.
I would definitely say not a jerk. And you know what? It's her day. One day, give it to her. If I got to dress up like somebody in the 50s, somebody in the 80s, so be it. Yeah, if she wants me coming in like Batman and Robin, we're going to have a little bit of an issue, but whatever.
Ooh, not the jerk. We got a different Antonia that even texted the line and said, I'm Antonia, not the Antonia, but I'm living in Las Vegas, listening on the Odyssey app for the last 2 years, and I just got to say, people need to suck it up and be supportive, not the jerk.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That sums it up right there.
Fun.
Not the jerk. Have fun. Miko, appreciate you. We will talk tomorrow for day 3, okay, Papa?
All right, Papa. Have a good one.